We're here in the Channel 9 headquarters. We're filming, Jeff, by the way. we're here in the Channel 9 world headquarters.
Yes. Otherwise, hub of the operations.
Otherwise, this is where it happens. Who are you? It's your office, right?
I'm Jeff, and I'm one of the nine guys.
Yeah.
And
why are we here today?
Well, we're about any moment.
I got to stop laughing.
At any moment, we're going to launch a redesign to Channel 9 that Charles and Adam are working on, and we're going to do a demo about it, and we're going to talk about it. But who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
Hi, I'm Adam Kinney. I'm the newest developer on the Channel 9 team.
Very cool.
And very new to Microsoft and everything.
Not new to Channel 9, though.
No, I'm user number 332, so I was on there right when it first started.
332, and we have something like, I don't know.
20,000 or some registered users, or if you go on the site.
So you were an early user, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
So what have you, and who are you?
I'm Charles.
You're Charles.
And everybody knows who I am by now.
Yeah.
Right?
You're the guy who beats up everybody on the board, so.
I do?
I'm just kidding.
No, you look in the thing.
Yeah, Charles takes the bug requests the customers put in and fixes them and makes sure videos goes up and all sorts of many things.
Yeah.
But
you're one of the main developer on Channel 9 now. Right?
Well, it's nice to have Adam on board, man. Adam came right on board and just
now. Who's the better developer here?
Well, that's like another.
Oh, we're gonna rat hole there. Okay, I won't take you down that road.
We're a team, you know. We're not trying to get beyond that.
So what have we been working on? I use the term loosely because I think we've all had a part in it. But
a lot. I've specifically been working on the back-end infrastructure to support the UI work that Adam's done, because he's done all of the new UI work. And in particular, tags. We can now tag our content and play nicely in the tag world, which is what Technorati likes to tag.
Yeah,
things.
Delicious.
Delicious. That's such a great URL.
Delicious. Let's do a little bit of a demo.
Yeah,
then we can talk about it a little bit. So this is like the new look for Channel 9, somewhere I'll find my mouse, so it's over on that screen. So here's the new Channel 9. There's really three things that we wanted to do with this: freshen up Channel 9 a little bit, just sort of bring it a little bit more forward. Still don't want it to look too corporate. Still wanted to make it look like it's from its roots.
Yeah.
Number two, we wanted to make it easier to find stuff. We've started doing this thing called tagging, so you can see products and technologies down here on the left. And three, we wanted to expand into more types of content. So if you look over here, we've got more types of content. So we have videos that we're famous for, but we've got podcasts, which are audio programming available in MP3 or WMA, and screencasts, which are going to be high fidelity demos.
Not like our recordings.
Not like our recordings, but they're going to be much more high-fidelity demos, and finally photos, which we've had before.
Very cool.
Let me take you around a little bit on the site. This is the homepage.
Now, first of all, I noticed that ribbon bar at the top was moving around.
Yeah, if you hover over that, you can see who's online right now at Channel 9.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of fun. You can look and see who's on there. And got mail from Carter. And you can drill into and look at a particular user. Just by participating in Channel 9, users get a nice little URL, /Niners/whatever their handle is. And that's just by making a post on Channel 9, they do it. It's kind of blog-like. It's kind of blog-like, but it's just the recent post, and they can drill into that. But the big thing, as Charles mentioned, was tagging. If you went to Channel 9, you went every day, you'd probably have an idea of the content. But imagine if you just showed up at Channel 9 and you said, wow, this is an interesting site. Well, hopefully you say this is an interesting site.
Sure.
And what if you wanted to, find out something with particular technology. I guess you could search on the site, but better yet is you can just drill in here. So let's go in here and let's click on Windows XP. Here I've got a view that shows me all of the media from screencasts to podcasts and photos and, of course, videos that are all tagged with Windows XP. So I can go here and I can look at this Rebecca Norlander video, and here's an updated view of that. Down here on the right, we've got a bunch of other videos that have been tagged, like Windows XP.
Now, where did these tags come from?
Well, we tag the content, but the idea behind tag is is that it's really all about these guys.
I tagged the content.
Yeah.
We
Adam Todd.
28 pages of 18 videos per page. I went through and tagged them all. So.
Wow.
Good. But that was part of me just being a little anal, and I wanted to get it done.
Right.
And make sure it was all done right.
Well, thank you for doing it.
Yeah,
it sure makes it a lot
now,
easier.
Now, Scoble, when you post your videos,
yeah,
man,
you're
going to
have to
tag them.
All right,
yeah.
I'll tag
just it.
I'm going to be a tagger.
Yeah.
I'll be the reluctant tagger. I think I'll change my name to the reluctant tagger.
But tags are, you know, sites like Technorati and Delicious have been doing tags for a while, and we're doing them exactly the same way. We, you know, the way that they call out that you're supposed to be creating the link. What is it?
Href link rel equals tag.
Link rel equals tag. And we've got this page that really shows the tags, and ones that have more content items are a larger font. So if I click on Visual Studio, it brings back more content for that.
Very cool.
That's pretty cool. You know, we've redesigned the site to make it more easier to use. So down here we have, you know, a bunch of more content items on the page. If you click this one here without refreshing the page, it puts a new video up there.
No, wait a second. Try that again.
Shoop.
How did you guys do that? That's cool.
It's magic, man.
It's magic.
It's magic.
Yeah.
Well,
DHTML,
all right. Who
JavaScript, lots of make it work on every browser type stuff, or the higher level browsers, but yeah, it's not.
So this will work on Firefox. And
definitely, yeah. That's my browser that I use, so I have to make it work there.
Dean from the IE team is going to come over and visit
you.
We can tell he's fresh.
Yeah,
he's a clean install.
Fresh meat. Yeah. We call you fresh meat already.
Equally tested.
I use Firefox too, and I get a
developed
lot
developed with Firefox, and I use side by side.
I watched Adam and go in there, and it's actually pretty interesting. He'll watch and he'll refresh, and it's like, here's got Firefox going. He's refreshing there. I watch. Next thing you know, he's refreshing on IE and making sure it works well. Got to
I even
all
hear
of
there's
customers.
A Mac on our team somewhere.
Yeah. There is a Mac on our team, too, and we test for that as well, too.
Yeah, we do.
You do? We will.
So here's our photo log. You know, we've got all these different photos of nine guys. We can just shuffle through them. You find one that you're interested in, you can go through there, and it'll take you off to that particular video.
Yeah.
What else did we do here, guys? We created the playground, which is just, you know, we've got a lot of random, different, neat things that we do on Channel 9 that doesn't necessarily always fit into our navigation. Well, we've got a little place that we can throw that. CTP Madness is something that Charles did a while ago and it's been up on Channel 9, but it's a great way to find out which particular CTP builds work with another SQL or Yukon.
CTP is like Microsoft's code word for
community,
beta.
Community.
Customer
tech.
Yeah.
They're not a beta.
They're not
betas, but they're community tech previews.
Yeah, they're definitely not betas because they're not supported.
And the
at all.
And the quality
install
of them.
Install at your own risk.
Yep.
Yeah. What else do we got going on here? I don't know, that's about it. I mean, it's just,
there's a fair
amount of stuff.
Great.
The media page, you know, before we used to have videos up here, you click on media, and now you've got one page that aggregates everything from podcasts to videos to photos to screencasts all together.
Now, what are those orange XML icons?
I don't know. What is that?
I know what they are, but maybe the viewer doesn't know.
RSS.
They're definitely not web feeds. They're RSS feeds. they're RSS feeds. And at Channel 9, we've got them all over the place. If you want to see the videos that are highlighted, that we as a team think are interesting, that's what we're watching. You subscribe to that one.
The tags are fully RSS supported, so if you want to, if you just are only interested in anything we do that has to do with the CLR, you can just go to
the CLR
RSS.ASPX, tag equals CLR.
Oh, really?
You'll always get all of our CLR content.
So if you look here, let's just go into here under CLR. Here are our videos around CLR. If you take that orange icon and subscribe to that, you will only get videos that are related to CLR. If you go to that one, you will only get podcasts. And it's just, we scope down to all sorts of levels with RSS. We always have.
We're one of the first corporate websites that's totally RSS'd all the way through.
Totally.
From the very beginning. When we launched back in April, we supported enclosures on Channel 9 and made it so that people could put, you know, if there was a podcasting type, an iPod or a tool like iPod lets you download those. Mm-hmm. I mean, over a year ago, we were able to do that, and we've just continued doing that. All of our forums support enclosures. You can, it's a fun way to do it. Just plug in an iPod or tool into it, and you can download all the Channel 9 videos into your local machine and have fun with it.
Cool. Works great on a media center, too, with a RSS aggregator.
I've watched you on my big TV at home. It's kind of fun.
Wow.
That's scary. Scoble on a 6 foot screen, you know, yeah, whatever cool. it is.
But yeah, it's been fun. Adam's done a lot of work. It's been great to have him join on the team. Have a Niner help redesign Channel 9.
Yeah.
Yep. David Schadel, who's not here, but who's really a core part of our team.
Yeah.
He's been our designer. He kind of did the original concepts, and we just said, he said, "What do you want to focus on?" We said three things: let's freshen up the look, let's try and minimize page refreshes on the homepage and things like that. Let's make it easier to find things. We really wanted to do this tagging thing. And finally, we wanted to grow into more types of content, media, rich media content. Yep. And that's what it is.
Very cool.
So what's it been like to join Microsoft?
To join Microsoft?
Yeah, what's it been like to join?
How long have you been here now?
My first day was June 20th.
Dang.
So I've been here for a while. Yeah, it was kind of a jump in and go. And there was no in between. It was like, we're going to redesign the site. Okay, yeah. So...
It was like your first day here, almost.
My first, real day. There's a little introduction stuff for a while, but yeah. So yeah, it's been great. It's a lot of fun. Like the typical, or what I heard when you first joined Microsoft, you're just overwhelmed by all the stuff, and luckily my wife and kids weren't here, so I had 2 months all to myself to work, like 16-hour days or whatever. But yeah, so I'm good. I'm back. My family's here, so back to the, 9-to-5 stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
9-to-7, right?
8-to-7, 8-to-8, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool.
It's going good.
Well, glad to have you on the team. And Carmine.
Yeah, definitely. It's been nice having another dev. Yeah. It was a while there for.
Well, good job, both of you.
Thanks,
it's,
man.
It's awesome.
We're all going to be at PDC.
We're all going to be at PDC.
Oh, yeah.
So there's going to be a big Channel 9 area, what we call the big ass room, the bar. And there's going to be an area.
Now, wait a second. HR renamed that.
Oh, no. some printers renamed it, but if you look on the PDC blog, we've called it the Big Ass Room.
Okay.
That's the big room, and where all the action is going to be happening at the PDC. In the middle of that, you are going to see a bunch of cool beanbags and some big nine guys and stuff. Watch for that. We'll be hanging around there. We'll be around doing videos and all sorts of stuff at the event. Come by and say hi. We'd love to meet any of the Niners or people that come on the website. And
I'll be there with my camera, and we'll film some interviews.
I think
we're
all going to have cameras at the PDC, which will be cool. So.
Cool.
Cool. Well, thanks for showing us the new stuff.
And who are you?
I'm nobody.
Yeah. You are heads down trying to get lots of videos ready for the PDC.
You should see my whiteboard, man. It's full. So nice. We're going to have a lot of stuff at the PDC. I'm Robert. You know me. So, cool.
Cool. Well, we should let you go and nurse your cold.
Yeah. Thanks.
See you at the PDC.
Good.